Martin Spesigu. Martin is a follower of Sri Chimnoy. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everybody. A good few years back, when for me it was a time of regular pubbing and partying, one of the last things I would wish to admit to was being an Archer fan. It was an omission only made to closest friends, and certainly not the opposite sex. My flatmate, I lived in North London then, was not quite so sensitive as to how he shaped up with his peers. But I used to note that although he admitted to being a fan of the daily episodes, he never owned up to listening to the weekend omnibus as well. But times change, and last week there was royal patronage for cast, producers and fans who came together to celebrate the 50th anniversary of this popular soap. So now there is full respectability and acceptability. But my early Archer days were tarnished by the great loss of the programme that had the same evening slot, before it lost it to the Archers. Some of you must remember Dick Barton, Special Agent, and his trusty lieutenants, Jock and Snowy. The amazingly racy music and the impossible and hair-raising situations they landed up in and got away from. It was compulsive listening. One became so obedient to parents for fear of the terrible punishment of being sent early to bed and missing that evening's episode. No wonder, for most of us, the Archer beginnings were boring and slow. But soaps show us that life and its aspects are transitory. Everything moves on and evolves, usually quicker in soaps than life. But our scriptwriters and actors give us comfort. Usually there is predictability, and all their characters and situations are subject to the law of cause and effect. The bad suffer, and the good eventually prevail. In life, sometimes, it may not seem so. Sometimes we see the wicked enjoying the fruits of their wickedness, and the good and just suffering. But their reckoning will come. The Bible tells us so, the Eastern philosophies tell us so, and the soaps show us so. Goodbye.